Good morning. First, this is the first opportunity I have to welcome back Ephraim publicly, and I just want to wish him continued comfort in the days to come and let you know that we're here for you for everything that you may need. I also want to take the opportunity to welcome my father in from London, who arrived late last night. We look forward to seeing you this time and many more times. Lovely to have you here. So we continue with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Mishenichnas Elul ad Yom HaKippurim. From the time that Elul begins until Yom Kippur, there is another custom that makes a demand on our epistolic life. You may not think that you have an epistolic life, but you all do, many. We write many messages, letters, inscriptions, texts, all the time. And here we're being told, Kushikotev Adam Igeret Lachavero. Somebody writes a letter to their friend. Sarach l'ramez bo b'tchilato o b'sofo. You should hint, insinuate towards the beginning, towards the end, somewhere in that note. Shumavakesh alavu mavaracho, that you are praying for them, that you bless them, that you wish them well. Kashiyizka b'yamim haba'im l'tova, that in the days that are to come, likatev lechatem b'sefer chayim tovim, you want them to be inscribed and sealed in the book of life. And what strikes me here is that we write messages all the time. And this is not simply a reminder for us that Rosh Hashanah is coming. It's not simply a gesture of goodwill. But there is also an ethic of attention embedded in this custom that as we are writing, we have to almost radically see ourselves as God, that our scribbles have cosmic force, that we are capable of inflecting other people's lives with our words. I don't know how many of you use Gmail. I imagine most of you use Gmail. There is an excellent thing you can build into Gmail called the 6-second delay button that I've had to use many times. You send an email and you regret it instantly. So Google gives you 6 seconds to cancel the send. If you've got a typo or you realize you were going to lay into someone you shouldn't have, it's an excellent thing to have. And I think this year we're being given a different pause, which is to remind ourselves to bless those around us, to try and inflect their lives for good, and that we should all be sealed in the book of life. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lazakot et Yisrael, Lachen hirba lehem Torah mitzvot, Shnei Maradon, Ay Chafetz Aman, Sitko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.